Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Champ and Chump, college football playoff reaction. Can the Lions get hot and stay hot as we get into December here in the National Football League season? 248-539-9797. I'm going to make a bold-ass college basketball prediction, the 11 o'clock hour. But let's get to your phone calls to get us going. I'll have my Champ and Chump. Kang's going to do Champ and Chump a Gator out today, and that's today at 10:35. We'll start off with Matt on 97.1. Hello, Matt.
What's up? Good morning, Doug. Calling from New Mexico. So I have a new champ. My champ is going to be the Texans because they played a really good game. And then I have two chumps. The first one is my Chiefs, which I'm sure you don't care about because it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But they don't deserve to go to the playoffs. And they've been playing like crap all year. And then my second chump, who I'm sure you also don't care about, is the Buckeyes. Because you were at the freaking 15-yard line and you missed both field goals. That's bull crap.
So you're a Chiefs fan and a Buckeyes fan?
I have family that goes to Ohio State, so I root for them. But Kenny, you know, when I usually call and talk up to Kenny,
yeah.
I've been slowly becoming a Georgia Bulldogs fan. So I'm going to start rooting for them. go Bulldogs. They beat Bama. They beat them really good. But, yeah, the Chiefs, I was born in Missouri, so I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
On the flip side of the coin, I'm also a Royals fan, and they suck.
Oh, this is fascinating. So, Matt, you sound like you're driving. You're driving in New Mexico, streaming Detroit Talk Radio as a Kansas City fan, a Royals fan,
Ohio State fan,
and a Georgia fan.
No, I live in Detroit. I travel for my job all over the country, so I'm only home like 2 weeks out of the year.
Fair enough. It was an interesting combination. Look, I mean, Ohio State, it's a game. It's a postseason game to lose. If you're going to lose one, lose that one. College football's so messed up. Like, the idea that the intrusive conference championship games crown a paper champion in a conference where half the teams don't play each other because the conferences are too big, but we're going to hold on to this game because it gets TV ratings and makes money. I mean, congrats to Indiana, of course, but it's just, the system is so it's because you're trying to marry together the old system with the new system. And they don't make sense in the same world. You know, the short-term money grabs of conference expansion, we're now seeing the root of what the problems are. You know, look at the ACC. And I think that the system screwed them. And I think that you get watered-down conference champions that have like half a resume. But, hey, you're Big Ten champs. So, cool. I don't know. It's so bizarre. And now you got teams saying they don't want to play in bowl games, which is ultimately wildly predictable. But, you know, the idea that they're and if teams want to play, that's great too. These are games, and you know why they exist? Because they get TV numbers. And the networks will pay for them. And yeah, when you were like, why, who cares about the Boca Raton Bowl? Well, enough people will watch it. That's why it exists.
Do you think the playoff system changes again, and how many more times? Like, this thing is ever evolving. It's never going to stop.
It should stop. Like, I know, right now, but it's not. Because think about this, right? What are we really debating as far as any debate over who deserves to be in this playoff? There's massive debate over one team, and there's minor debate over others. But when they talk expansion, they're talking like 16 or 24 teams. And I'm like, are we sure there's even 12 that deserve to be in this thing right now? I hope it doesn't. I hope we just let it breathe. Put in a decade of this and then say, okay, it's warped and it keeps not working. But remember, and we said this when it was four teams, because there was debate over who was five. Realize if they expand, we're going to debate over who's eight or nine if it's eight teams. And we're going to debate over who's 12 or 13 if it's 12 teams. And when we expand again, we're going to debate over 16, who's 16 and who's 17. And if they expand to 24, which is absurd, we're going to be debating over who's 24 and who's 25. It doesn't ever stop. You don't make it bigger to get rid of debate. You just change the debate point. But whatever.
Yeah, but the problem is it can't stay like this for like a decade, let's say, like you put out there. Because the because college football landscape is always changing, evolving. The conferences are, there's no geographical alignment anymore. It's just there's too much change on the outside before we get to the playoff. That's why the playoff is always changing too, I feel like.
They've changed everything so much, and then they're shoehorning it into an old system that it it's just so bizarre. The most bizarre part is the conference championship games can cost you a playoff spot. And I mean, you can make the case in BYU's case, it might have, but hey, look, I would let everything breathe, but they're going to make a change for money. Look, they did the stupid conference expansion. Who right now is going awesome? Oregon's in the Big Ten. Why do the schools want the private equity money? They want the private equity money because they're spending millions to fly their cross-country team across country or their rowing team across country to compete. All of that money that's used on travel now is almost killing but the conference saw a short-term money grab. Hey, go get all these teams, up our TV network money. Books will be balanced for a minute. And now they all want a private equity deal to make ends meet because all the schools are losing money. All the athletic departments are losing money, I should say. Not all of them, but many of them. Greg is in Detroit and is next. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you, Dougie. That is crazy that, you can't go to a bowl game because you can't afford it. And then if you lose, it might cost you a spot. That's crazy. That's kind of world we're living in. Yeah. But, I do believe that the Lions can get hot. I mean, as long as you have Jared Goff in the field, I believe the Lions can do anything. And they really showed up. So my chumps, it's two of them, Jared Goff and Tom Kennedy. My chumps are the Baseball Hall of Fame for that. Voting Lou Whitaker in again, and then my other chump is the fans from last week. Really selling tickets and want to give them away. Do you understand what grit is? You've been using grit out of context. You don't use grit when you're winning, but when your back is against the wall and the names there that are coming against you, and the other bandwagons are jumping off and nobody believes in you, that's when the fans need to step up, not sell your tickets away and one guy says he's going to give them away. That's ridiculous. So,
Greg, this is interesting because I like to say fans can do whatever they want, but your point is don't embrace grit as a fan if you're going to bail on the team the moment things get tough.
Then it's not grit.
Interesting. thank you for the phone call. To a degree, you're right, okay? And everybody's situation is different. The context of their life is different. Holidays are coming up. If you decided to sell your tickets to a big game because you need the money, and you don't think it's going to be worth it as far as your sheer entertainment value, I have a problem telling that person not to sell their tickets. But it's a fascinating, if you are as a fan embrace the whole grit mantra, you're right. It matters when things are challenging. That's when you lean on the so-called grit, right? Now, this is a rallying cry. This isn't a rule. This isn't some sort of law. But it's what the team has obviously embraced, and it manifests itself on the field with the 55 straight games since back-to-back losses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's a real thing. It's hard to measure. It's not like looking at a game and saying we're going to win the ball because we run it. It's an intangible that isn't measurable with a statistic or a number or anything that you, but as Brad Holmes likes to say, everything we do is intentional. And I think they intentionally get players that have a certain toughness to them. I think their vetting process includes that, which probably really narrows down the field of players that they want on this roster, which might explain some trade deadline moves or free agent signings. But if it's a real thing, and it feels like it must be, because now is the number now 15-0 or 16-0 after a loss and all but one cover. So they're not just responding. They're responding in a resounding way where they are winning above the expectation and covering every time. Minus one. There was one exception. So that's a very real thing. But anyway, interesting, Greg. I mean, again, I'm not going to, again, tell people too much what they can do with their time and their money and the decisions they make. I don't think that's fair. But at the end of the day, your comparison and asking the fans to show some grit is interesting. We'll get to our Champ and Chump nominations today at 10:35. It is Carson Anderson, Gators out, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.